I have been negotiating, well, earlier today he said he wanted some kind of toy. And this has, of course, gone on all day. I really can't record every single move in this, but I can record a fair amount. I said that I was absolutely not going to get promised him anything because that I had been trapped into promising too much and that I didn't want to promise anything.
No, Mr. Beep? Okay. Now, Ross, how did you get Daddy to get your gadget? How did you figure it out? How did you persuade your father to do that?
I didn't. He just told me.
I just told you I did? You didn't try to get me into the corner to do it?
No.
You didn't try to trap me into it? Are you sure?
I asked for a toy, but then you said no.
Right.
But then you told me about gadget, and then I started earning money.
Well, you'd already earned money, hadn't you?
Yeah, but I didn't know that.
You didn't know how much you had, so then you went and checked how much you had, right?
Yeah.
And you figured you might have enough. So then...
This mark put his together.
And then I said, well, I won't promise to take you today, right? And then what happened?
But then, I read a couple of books, and we made...
No, then you came out, and while I was mowing the lawn, you did this campaign about today or tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
And I said, who knows, right? And then finally I gave in, right?
No, you didn't finally give in.
How did it happen?
Because Mark is finally woken up.
Uh-huh. But before that, I already started to promise you. How did I give in?
Well,
you remember?
You said maybe we could use our money.
Uh-huh. You asked me about 10 times, right?
You were using us about...
Yeah, but you asked me about 10 times, you know, today or tomorrow, right?
No, I asked you 3 times.
Uh-huh. And then I said, I'll make you a deal. If you read a book, then I'll get it tonight.
No, I read 2 books.
You started on 3, right? Yeah, 2 books and you started on a 3rd. But they were real simple, weren't they?
Yeah.
So you didn't get...
Well, some were hard.
Nah.
Some words were hard.
You mean like fiddling in Father Christmas? Yeah.
Yeah. Fiddling.
Not fiddling.
Fiddling means like
fiddling buttons. Fiddling buttons means you have to fiddle it. Right. Anyway, finally, I got persuaded. But the deal that we've struck now is that this is going to be the last present for a long time. Right, Ross?
Yeah.
And also, what happens if we get down there and you don't have enough money for a gadget? That's the present that I had recommended. Have to earn more money. And what happens? Are you going to buy any toys down there then?
Well, maybe we could get something cheaper.
And then bring most of your money back home?
Yeah.
Okay, and then go back when you had more?
Yeah.
Okay. And what if you have almost enough money? Not quite.
Well, maybe you could help out.
Then will you pay me back for the extra amount I give you? Michael, what kind of work will you do to earn more money?
I'll vacuum up the house.
Yeah? And what else? I'll help Mom take out the silverware and stuff out of the dishwasher. Uh-huh. Clean some seeds or plants in the forest. Sounds good, Ross. Okay.
If I'll do the planting, I'll clean up our room.
Okay.
When nobody's using it, it's a mess.
Okay, and what about Mark? What is he going to do to earn extra money?
He's
in case?
He's going
to
help.
I'm
going to pull grass.
Right, that's good. You do a good job on grass.
Yeah, he's
the grass expert.
He's going to do a couple more jobs now.
Uh-huh, like what?
Like, he told you, pulling grass.
Yeah.
And he's also going to do a job that I do.
Okay, and you know the deal
we're both going to do the
We're not going to buy you any more things unless it comes out of your money from now on, okay?
Yeah.
You understand? Okay.
Ross came up and gave me $101, and he said, Mom, what did you say, Mom, Ross?
Well, Mom didn't say anything. She just gave me the dollars and then told me to bring them up to you.
No, but that wasn't what you told me. You said that she gave me this.
I said we need to earn $2 each of us. We need to earn $2. And then
why do you need to earn the $2?
And then put them both into one and make it four. And
yes.
then
pay off debt.
And I told her that I read 3 books.
Right.
And then she just gave me those dollars.
Which
and
one are you?
Put give them to.
Is that right?
Heads or tails?
You paid off his whole debt?
Heads
I gave
or
him
tails?
$1 because he said he'd
you?
Done all the books.
Which
done.
One are you? Heads
and
or tails?
And I gave him the other money because I wanted him to give that to you.
Which
oh, but the only the dollar was part
tails?
Of your debt.
Only the dollar was your part, and the rest of that money was just because I wanted somebody to give Daddy the money.
You understand, Ross?
I didn't explain it to Ross. The jillions of 20s were...
He thought he was paying off his debt.
Oh, isn't that sweet? Well, he was paying off part of it.
How much has he paid off, Mom?
He paid off one.
Okay, Ross, explain what happened then.
Well, then Mom decided to give you the money, the hard ones, the $20 bills,
stiff
for
ones,
food,
yeah.
I think. For food?
Yeah.
For food.
Uh-huh.
And then, and she gave me the rough, the soft $1 bill to give it to you for the bed.
Oh, for the bet. Well, that wasn't the way you presented it to me, though, when you came up there, Ross.
Well, I didn't know she didn't tell me.
Oh, you didn't understand the whole thing, because you think Mommy didn't explain.
I didn't say anything. I said, here's the one.
Well, I told him he would get in real trouble if he was misrepresenting.
I said, here's the one. Give Daddy the rest of this.
Uh-huh.
I didn't explain what it was.
I see.
I said,
so
it's
no
a lot of money. So
no wonder he was under the impression that maybe that was going to clear his debt.
No.
So how much of your debt have you cleared, Ross?
What?
How much of your debt have you cleared?
One. Merch got you $2.
I gave
and
him
I only have
$31 more.
Yeah, but we know there's a way for you to do this.
Huh.
Oh, Marky's done puzzles. He should get more money than just a quarter.
Oh, really? How much should
he
get?
Oh, yeah, Marky's done
$1.
He put away a lot of stuff.
$1. How much should he get?
Well, I think that... I know $1 awful much, though. You gave Ross more than he should have gotten.
Uh-uh.
Give Mark another
dollar,
quarter.
$1 bill.
Marky, get another quarter. Put it in your bank. And you can pay me off later. Now, here's the deal, Mom.
Yeah.
What's all this? Oh, yeah. By helping Marky do the foot book, which is the deal now, about how to pay back the $2. We're working on paying back the $2, actually $2 a piece that they owe me for a gadget, keeping a record of this whole transaction. The boys are trying to get me to tell the tape story. This is July 29th. No story unless I said, okay, we're getting up. I threatened them because they were banging.
We get a story.
Well, I don't know, maybe. Let's see.
A story of Mark and Ross and the cat and Dad and Mom.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, what kind of adventure would it be?
Oh, don't watch me. I'm better with my eyes.
I think maybe your boys should just go to sleep.
No.
We're listening.
Yeah. Make it any adventure.
Any adventure?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let me think of an adventure where we could really have the boys do something fun.
I said to Mark this morning, oh, Mark, you're a cute little kid. And he said, don't you know I'm so little that I have problems all the time? Like I spill, and sometimes I do the wrong things with the cat, and I make mistakes. And then he said a few more things, the way that life could go wrong. And he said after that, "That's what I feel like. No, that's what it feels like when you're a little kid, I think. That's the way I feel, like mistakes."
With Mark and Ross, July 31st, evening time. Were we lost? Why are we lost, honey?
You're not lost.
Are you lost?
No. We're up on our steps.
We're up on our steps?
Yeah.
What's happening?
Down.
Come here, honey.
I'm not stepping up.
Come here, honey.
What do you think? What?
Come here.
What?
Hi, how you doing?
Light.
A long day, I bet.
Where's that flashlight?
Yeah.
Oh, I need the flashlight. I need the flashlight.
This is not the flashlight, honey. This is the tape recorder.
Oh.
Rossi.
It looks like a flashlight
because it has that little glowing dot. Where? Watch out, don't go in the rug. Now, yeah, we're going to take a walk?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, ready? Which way do you want to go?
And we know that there's
better
bird
watch
cock.
Out.
And we know that
what
bird cock on our car.
Bird cock?
Yeah, there isn't any moon today.
I know there is. I know that. What about
kind
fireflies?
Of moon will it
are there
be?
Fireflies?
Hey, what kind of what
moon will it be tomorrow?
Full moon.
What
moon
star
will
is that
be tomorrow?
Don't know. Maybe full moon.
What star is that?
Starlight, star bright. First star I see tonight.
Where's the Big Dipper?
Big Dipper's that way.
Yeah, that's... No, there's the Big Dipper.
Oh, you're right, Ross. Very good.
Where's Big Cracker?
It's the first one on the road.
Where's Big Wise Guy?
There.
Right there. You betcha.
Where's Crackadoo?
Crackadoo?
Yeah.
Right here. Crackadoo, you're headed to.
Hey, what star is that?
Starlight, star bright.
No, I meant the other one.
First star
is the night. No, there's the Big Dipper.
Right up in front of us. It's always in front of the road, right? Our road always points to the Big Dipper.
Hey, where's the Big Dipper?
Right up in front of us.
Is it big?
You betcha.
Where?
You bet your booties it's big.
It's bigger than this whole wide world.
Hey, Marky doesn't have any booties to bet.
Yeah, I know. My work. Because it's...
Yeah, he got too big for his booties. You know, they say you're getting too big for your boots, kid.
Yeah, but I'm getting too fat for my boots.
Stop falling.
Which star?
I'm never going to stop getting fat. Mm-hmm. I'm never going to stop getting fat.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know someone in my class is on the pool and she's a girl?
Hmm?
And she's in the butt and she's already fat.
Hmm.
And she's mean. She's mean. But once she picked me up and got me on the head and my hat fell off.
There was a funny light that went on and off. Did you see it?
Is that your girlfriend?
Yeah, who's your girlfriend, Mark?
Not a Cole.
Not a Cole?
No, she doesn't.
Is Nicole your girlfriend?
No! You mean a Cole and picked you up by your feet and dropped you on your head? Yeah.
Why would I like to get my hands on
you? Yeah, but that wasn't my girlfriend.
Who was your girlfriend?
Mark, if you see her, bring her to me.
Yeah, we need to know who your girlfriend
was,
Mark.
And then she'll really want to stay out of your business.
Why?
Yeah, but...
You'll straighten her out, huh, Russ?
If she doesn't quit bothering him, she'll be sorry.
Why? What'll happen?
Because she'll be out of Y camp and stuck in the dark.
What are you going to do to her?
I'm going to keep her away from Mark. And if she attacks him, I attack her.
But it's his girlfriend. Why would you want to keep her away?
No, that's not her girlfriend. That's his girl enemy.
Is she rough on you, Margie?
Yeah, but she's not at my school anymore.
Oh, she's not?
She doesn't go to school anymore.
Oh, okay. So then what's to worry about?
Yeah, but I had to have an ice thing.
You mean an ice pack?
Yeah.
You know what?
What?
Once a door from the bathroom came shooting open and hit me in the head.
Yeah.
I had to have an ice pack.
Yeah.
Just like my...
I see.
But when I had the ice pop on me, I didn't need any more.
I see.
I just
when
had it.
I'd like to get BB back from knocking that door in my face.
Really, I know. Okay, you guys, are we finished with our walk yet?
He knew that I was in there.
Kids, are we finished with our walk?
No.
Want to go up to this end?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
At least it's not too bad.
There's a hole there.
I know that. Ross knows that too.
There's holes all over here.
Uh-huh.
Yep. There's a hole.
You want past the hole?
Nope, it was a big hole. There's a hole.
Ow!
He slipped my foot over. I didn't mean it. Ross slipped my foot over.
Marky, we want to go back in now.
Yeah, because the next path.
Okay, we walk in now, okay?
Oh.
And we're going to go give Mommy some love, okay?
I forgot. We can't go to the grave in the nighttime.
No.
Where all the people is dead.
We can't go there at night.
Like, Schneeberger, right?
Right.
Was Schneeberger dead?
Right. Can't go there at night.
Why not?
Because it's too dark. We might get lost.
Oh.
They don't have lights there at night in the graveyard. It's dark there at night.
So they have bright colors like red and white.
Mm-hmm. That was a nice walk, thank you.
Yeah, but next walk, we gotta go to the grave.
Mark said, can you walk on your fingers? Can you stand on your fingers? And he said, one time I walked on my fingers. For such a little boy, I standed on my fingers.
No, no.
On my hands.
No, Dad.
What?
One time I ran on my
fingers. Oh, that's run on my fingers. For such a little boy, one time I ran on my fingers.
No,
fingers!
On my hands, okay.
Run on my hands.
No, you didn't.
Uh-huh, one time I did.
When somebody came in your feet. No. He's
on. Did you record, by the way, your whole thing? Mary said, why don't people just eat? Mark says, why don't people just eat? And I say that I first need some syrup. We're at the breakfast table, eating some breakfast. Mark said, isn't the breakfast table going fast? He's eating his food real fast. So he calls the breakfast table.
Mark, you're not supposed to eat fast. You could choke. Syrup.
Careful with that syrup.
It's going to land right in my face.
That's enough, Mark.
Okay. Guess what's going to be on this Saturday?
What?
Oh, yeah. So.
Watership Down.
Oh, wow. Great. I like to watch it again.
Watership Town.
What time of day?
This Saturday.
But if it's during the afternoon, we have to go to JJ's birthday party.
It's at night time.
Oh, good.
Oh, good. Oh, wait, I got... The cupcake man cotton.
The pancakes take Manhattan.
The pockets take Manhattan. The buckets
take Manhattan.
Bake.
Yeah. The buckets take Manhattan.
Buckets bake badminton.
The buckets bake badminton.
Have some milk.
No, batten.
Bad batten.
Or maybe a slush.
That's your choice?
I'll take some milk. That's my choice. My choice is some milk. Mom, my choice is some milk.
She knows.